Hey everybody, welcome back. Hit the follow button and like this podcast. We're going to get into some things. First up on the docket is Lil Wayne, who in my book is still the GOAT when it comes to rap lyrics and rap songs. September 25th, Lil Wayne dropped the Carter 5 Deluxe, featuring Raekwon, 2 Chainz, Post Malone, and Gucci Mane. The deluxe has about 33 songs on it. We'll take a break, and when I return, I'll give you my commentary on Lil Wayne. Welcome back. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I love me some Lil Wayne. He has had many of what I believe to be self-inflicted health issues in the past couple years with seizures and the like. He also has a podcast which is doing very well. But what I want to know is, what happened to his hair?
Mommy, why Lil Wayne got 3 dreads?
I don't know, baby. I want to know why no one has told him that that's not it. That them 3 dreads, that's not it. That's not it, sis. That's not it. Bro, just cut it off. Take the chop. T-Pain cut his dreads. Busta Rhymes cut his. Go ahead, take the chop. You know, it just start over. But them 3 dreads you rocking, I can't with that. You guys let me know what you feel about it. Go ahead, leave me a message. Let's get the conversation popping. Bye. Welcome back. Next on the docket is Tory Lanez. Now, Tory Lanez decided to break his silence about who shot Meg Thee Stallion. He took to his Twitter and posted, and I quote, "To my fans, sorry for my silence, but respectively, I got time today, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time." So, this led everyone to believe that at 9 o'clock, he was going to go live and tell his side of the story the way Meg went live and told her side of the story. The way Meg went live and pointed him out as the shooter the second time she went live. After talking to the rapper T.I., who urged him to tell his side of the story, Lanez claims it didn't go down the way it's being said that it went down.
Whatever.
He's saying he's not the one that shot Meg in her foot, both feet. So he said Thursday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which in some parts of the earth is 12 midnight, we'll look at the conclusion of this and see what Tory Lanez had to say at 9 p.m. that night. Welcome back. Don't forget to hit the follow button and the like button so you don't miss when I drop an episode of Tea with Auntie. Now, back to Tory Lanez. Now, 9 p.m. comes and this fool Tory drops an album. Yeah, he drops an album called Daystar. And in the album, he's songs he's dropping hints and innuendos about what happened that night. Which leaves all of us still guessing and not clear on the events of that night. 80% of the people who stayed up past their bedtimes to hear the tea he was supposed to spill felt scammed, hoodwinked, bamboozled, took advantage of. Tory Lanez decided to use his platform not to set the record straight or even give his account of what happened that night. No. He didn't do that. He used the events of that night as a money grab. He dropped his album instead of speaking on the events that night. In these songs, he gives us bits and pieces of his story. Meanwhile, throwing shade at several different stars like Jay-Z and other people that he's done features with. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, he's saying he didn't shoot Meg Thee Stallion.
Try again.
So here's where I'm at. There's four people in the car. Meg, the security guard, which is driving the car. The best friend, Meg's best friend, who's in the back seat with Tory. And for those who didn't know, Meg's best friend Ben told Megan that she was feeling Tory. Well, the streets are saying that the best friend caught the COVID, and while she's getting better, Meg and Tory then linked up, secretly seeing each other. So that explains why that night the best friend and Tory were in the back seat. Because him and Meg got to play it cool. The streets also say that whilst at the Kylie pool party that night, a very drunk Tory was flirting hard with Kylie, Meg got pissed and left the party. Hence, Kylie unfollows Meg. In his songs, he says he still wants to be with Meg. Dudes always realize what they had after they done shot you in the foot. Now, somewhere between leaving the pool party and Meg getting shot, somebody needs to fill that in. I'll keep my ear to the ground, and when the tea spills, I'll hear it. Thanks for listening. Remember to smash the like button and follow me. Bye.